Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We got a lot of fun things going on today. Actually, fun but interesting things. We're going to talk about Britney Spears, a quick update about FTX. We're going to talk about the stars of a Romeo and Juliet film from 1968 suing and why they're suing. We've got to talk about the new arrest of the Idaho murderer, a suspect, and I repeat suspect, and they're innocent until proven guilty. Some things that maybe Todd's got some perspective on as a former prosecutor and public defender.
Thank you for clarifying. It's as a former prosecutor, public defender,
yes,
and not a defendant.
Yes, suspect.
Right. Not as a suspect.
Yes, exactly right. Alex Jones, lawyers, disciplinary actions against him in court. That's interesting. And then Aaron Hernandez is, that's the famous Patriots tight end that died in prison and ended up his very long story, but there was ways if he died prior, there was a way to get his pension to his daughter if he had passed away, and there's reasons that we got into that concerning rules about receiving a pension if you had been convicted of a felony, and he was still on appeal, which means technically he had not been convicted yet because he was on appeal.
So because in that state,
right,
in that particular state, the actual guilty verdict goes away when it's up on appeal.
That's exactly right.
And very,
so,
very unique.
So he committed suicide, and therefore he wrote a letter, said, "I do this for you, my little girl." And so he got a huge, massive pension. And now the question is, his former girlfriend and mother of this child seems to be spending a lot of that pension money. So the trustee's saying you're spending too much, not on the child, because it's supposed to be for the child. And there's lawsuits and fights going on there. That's kind of interesting. We're going to talk about that.
See, a dollar, spend a dollar.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But it was more than
or a million.
It was more than
a
dollar, my friend. It was a lot of dollars.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that. We're kind of excited about all those topics to discuss. If you want to call in at 855 Law Radio. If you want to email us at info at Radio Law Talk. Go to our website. Or, look, you can go to all our social media. Do Facebook. I just posted some stuff on Facebook. We're having problems with our Instagram, so, you know, go push our Facebook, Radio Law Talk, and we've got stuff there. We've got stuff on Twitter. Call us at, by the way, 855 Law Radio is 855-529-7234. And the final thing I get to say is disclaimers. We're not giving you legal advice. Seek attorney, and we're just talking about general topics of law. So don't try to say, you know what? Radio Law Talk didn't say it right. We probably have said a few things not exactly right or close to it, but don't rely on it. There's going to be mistakes made sometimes here. We're not intentionally. This is for entertainment purposes only. So enjoy yourself. So, Cal, let's do our favorite thing.
You ready for it?
Case or no case?
All right, here we go. Here we go. Stand by.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
1959, Southern California for our Case or No Case. 1959. A man purchased a mobile home in a community in a park. Escrow closed on July 25th. The previous tenant had moved out June 30th. And as is not uncommon in the mobile home community, they served under a group utility bill. The new owner was nonplussed because park management kept sending notices that he owed the utilities from July 1st through the 25th. Remember, didn't move in until escrow closed on the 25th. He said, "I kept refusing." The manager would show up on his porch demanding immediate payment, and he brushed past him and left. The park landlord then tried to evict the new owner, who said this is enough. So he went to a lawyer to see if there was a case or no case. And Denise, this is your shot. What say you?
Okay.
So you know, it's not unusual in mobile home parks. There is one utility bill. Everybody splits it up.
Right. You pay your portion.
Right.
Your pro rata portion
exactly
or whatever, right.
Right? Yep.
And he bought the property as opposed to renting.
Right. He bought the mobile home in the park and then paid the space rent.
Right. And then, but he didn't close on the mobile home until the 25th. And he's trying to, the park is trying to charge him for, or June 25th, and the park's trying to charge him for June 1st through June 30th. So.
Right, trying to get the previous tenant's balance from him, in other words.
Yes. And the question is, when you buy that type of an asset, do you also buy the debt that's included in that asset or attached to that asset?
Good question.
And could it be an issue of bona fide purchaser where he'd be innocent of that and not necessarily have to do it? Or is it an assumption that goes with it? Does it run with the land, if you will? So this is a hard question. I'm going to say that they do try to evict him, or at least kick him out of the park, not take away the mobile home, and for lack of the payment, and that the owner had to pay.
Okay, and by the way, on this eviction, you have to move your park, your trailer out of the park, so it's pretty expensive if you get bounced out of there. Okay, Fred, what do you say about this?
We're doing Cal Hunter Psychology 101 also. I'm thinking to myself, the thing that threw me was the 1959. I think Cal threw in the date that's kind of an older date to make it look more realistic. This is clearly a scenario. It's not a case. Cal just thought up. It's not even a, you know, something that was written about. It was just what Cal made up. 1959 is probably his first. That was the first date he had, and so
I was 7 years old then.
Yeah, well, you had a date. That was your first date, and you remember it. It was at a mobile home park, and you were hanging out with Breda Filcher, or
a girl was a Studebaker.
What's Filcher's name in Dumb and Dumber? Something Filcher. Anyway, so that was her, and you were at the mobile home park, and that was the case in the scenario, and no case.
Okay, Todd. Now, speaking of psychology, okay, Todd, what do you think about that?
So, Denise, you say case, and the guy who bought the mobile home ends up having to pay.
Yes.
Right?
And
Fred says no case. I will say case, and I'm going to go with the guy who bought the mobile home does not have to pay, because I think that the owner of the mobile home park, if he didn't file a lien or file anything with the recorder as a lien against the property, the mobile home, saying, look, if this mobile home is sold, I'm entitled to this amount out of the proceeds of the sale to cover my portion of the electric bill. He didn't protect his right there. So the property transferred unencumbered to the new owner who bought it, and as a result, he has no ability. There's probably something with the electric company saying, look, you can divvy it up amongst everybody here, but somebody's got to be liable and put their name here, and you as the mobile home park owner, you can divvy it up however you want, but the buck stops with you, and if you're the one that he's the only one that the electric company has recourse with.
That's all they care about, right.
And so I think he's out of luck as a result of it. So case, and the mobile home park owner is not able to recover from the new tenant.
Okay, Fred, what do you think? We have a minute left here.
I already told you.
I already told you, no case.
I told you, no case.
I know, but we have a minute. Should we do the answer or not?
No, let's not do the answer. I'm actually just, after we do that, the most interesting thing you're going to hear is about this stars of the 1968 Romeo and Juliet film. I was just reading up on the final stuff. I read it, but my gosh, this is interesting stuff. So we'll come back with Case or No Case.
Yeah.
Romeo and Juliet. We'll talk about Britney Spears. Just stay with us.
Little teenage love on the set. So we'll talk about that and more coming up right here on Radio Law Talk in just a little bit. Don't go away.
For more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Cool Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick Quack Car Wash.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is no fun. Who told you that?
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
Back at it with case or no case, and I think Fred's right. The question is this a case or no case with what, Cal? Just do a very brief overview.
Sure. Brief synopsis. A guy moves into a mobile home park, and the previous owner of the mobile home from which he purchased it did not pay his portion of the electric bill. And so the landlord company came after him and said, look, it's a group bill. You live in a group mobile home park. Pay the part of the bill. He said, I don't think so. So he fought him. And by the way, here's what's interesting to me. And the reason this was made news was because of the amount of money ordered paid in small claims court. It was a $541 bill. It wasn't like it was a big deal. But this was a case filed in small claims.
Wow!
The new owner brought all the documentation, the escrow papers, researched the law, showed the judge it was illegal for him to even move in before escrow closed, and he brought four witnesses, two people who helped him move, two neighbors that remembered when he got there. The management company just brought the bill and said, look, he owes the money, have him pay the bill. And they did not countersue. And the judge said, the new owner wins, and even though you didn't countersue, he didn't countersue, the company will pay a full day's wages to all five of these people and $8,000 in damages because he showed admirable restraint. So then the landlord goes, hey, you can't do that. And the judge said, one more word and it's $9,000 and contempt of court. Shut up, you lost. This was unprecedented in small claims court, which is why it was, in fact, ladies and gentlemen, a case, and well, the defendant win.
You can appeal small claims court cases.
You got two, I got one.
You can do it to a normal court,
yep.
Right? You can do that, but still, yeah. Wow, Cal, that was an interesting
and
that
by
was the way,
good.
Wait, there's more. The manager lost his job, and now he has a lawsuit because all he did was enforce company policy. So he's going back after the company that
Wait,
fired him.
He is
well,
from
he
1959.
Is now?
Well, I'm saying there was a case.
I it's pretty certain the statute might have run on the 1959.
Now for the time when I was seven. But the point is, he said, "I've got a case here because you can't fire me. I'm just doing."
That's crazy. There's sometimes you just have to say to yourself, as a manager, you know what? There's the spirit of the law. We're going to waive this one. You know, just move on, guys. Move on.
Nothing to see here.
Move along. So let's talk about the stars of the Romeo and Juliet. This is absolutely bizarre
what
to me.
A great story, isn't it?
It is a phenomenal story. So in 1968, there was a film produced by an individual who passed away, but ran through Paramount. It was a Paramount film. Where the Romeo and Juliet were 15 and 16 years old, they are now 71 and 72 year olds. Is Olivia Hussey and Leonard Whiting, who are 71 and 72.
Very big film when I was in high school, Fred.
Right.
This was huge when I was in high school.
And apparently, they were told, to their knowledge, there'd be no sex type scenes where there's nudity, and apparently it occurred, and they took some videos of the two of them as minors, so they're suing for $500 million. Again, $500 million for them videoing them as minors having a scene that was inappropriate. And a lot of this comes about due to the new laws in California that were passed by the governor that allows the statute, and I'm not going to give the details, but opens up these cases to statute limitations. Originally, statute limitations, they couldn't bring this, but if it's a sexual assault case, then their statutes are waived. Now, I don't do
extended.
This type of law, extended. I don't handle this type of law, but I don't think it's forever. I'm wondering if it's just...
It was like 1 year.
It, the deadline for filing under the new was the 31st of December, 2022.
Yeah.
So this lawsuit had to be filed prior to that deadline. And you're seeing a few of them come out. Steven Tyler for Aerosmith. We won't talk about that today, but he has one that was filed against him that allegedly occurred back in the early 70s. And others, because they're trying to beat this deadline of the 31st of December. Or that
There's another actor, too. I'm trying to think of who it was. I just saw it. Another actress being sued for 1970s. They're claiming sexual assault case.
Was it,
hold on. I'll think of it. I just saw it.
Heaven Can Wait actor?
Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty's
being sued by a teenage girl claiming that he sexually harassed her or assaulted her in 1973. Wow.
Maybe that's just
isn't he the one that's, that Carly Simon wrote the
You're So Vain
about?
I don't know. I know there's been a lot of speculation. She came out and said who it was.
She did.
But I forgot who she named. I like going with the speculation.
And that was Carly Simon. I just think you're so old. I mean,
I mean, who cares anymore?
No, she's great, but I mean, who cares anymore, right?
So these guys, so they are out of, they're out of Europe. They're not local. They're not United. They don't live in the United States, to my understanding. But they're seeking damages.
Well, Franco Zeffirelli was the director, I think, and he's
passed away.
Yeah, he was Italian. It was filmed in, I think it was actually filmed in Paris, right?
Yeah.
And they claim that they were forced into a nude scene.
And had no knowledge of it.
And they were told it would not be filmed, but they were just going to have body makeup on, and they were going to go through the scene. And
well, they said body suits, and then they changed it to body makeup, and then the director said, oh, go ahead and be intimate with each other. That's the allegation, is my understanding.
Wow.
It was pretty serious stuff, yeah.
Yeah, they're saying they had no choice but to act that with the being without clothes on, and they were young. So,
and they were underage, 15 16.
Yeah, 500 million.
In the United States, that would be very bad.
Apparently, yes. It was a very, very successful movie. Crazy successful, yeah. Yeah.
I never saw it.
Romeo and Juliet.
Really?
No, I don't think my parents would let me watch that.
It was smart of them, yeah.
Because of the underage nude scene, that's why.
Maybe.
Well, we'll be back. We're going to talk more about real quick update at FTX, Britney Spears, the new arrest of the Idaho murder suspect. Alex Jones lawyers, disciplinary court, and Aaron Hernandez. This is a very interesting one. The trustee is having issues with the former girlfriend. We'll be back.
So much good stuff coming up on Radio Law Talk. And to hear about it, all you have to do is stay right where you are, either online or on your radio. And the show will continue right after this.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
USA News Update. More fallout following the death of Tyre Nichols days after he was violently beaten by police in Memphis. Two sheriff's deputies in Shelby County, Tennessee, have been relieved of duty. The sheriff says he's concerned about their actions and has announced an investigation. President Biden says the video deeply pained him.
It starts with cops surrounding his car and throwing him to the ground, with one being heard saying they hope he gets stopped for running away from the police after he breaks free.
How did they stop with that? Smith's calling for other cars because him and Martin are chasing him.
Officers then tackled him and started kicking and punching him while spraying mace. Nichols can be heard screaming for his mom. Nichols died in the hospital days after a January 7th traffic stop involving now former police officers. The officers have since been charged with murder.
Dave Collins reporting. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
No fun.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Boys are weird.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
So who wants to talk about Britney Spears? Todd, you want to talk about Britney Spears?
In a legal sense or just in general?
Well,
Britney Spears, okay.
The latest going on.
There's still these lawsuits, this lawsuit going on by her father who is seeking reimbursement of costs and various things because he was the conservator for a while and he had to incur a lot of legal fees and what have you. And the latest in the news is that, a lot of the stuff that came out about Britney Spears.
Wait, the latest news. Now, Todd Kunin says that.
Okay. So the latest, the way the whole Britney, Free Britney, and what really got people looking at it was from some of the allegations that were made by bodyguards who were like, you know, there's some really intrusive conduct going on. One of them was, one of the security team members was a guy named Alex Vlasov. And he worked for the company that was in charge of security. And he had made allegations that, like, look, I get the conservatorship, but, you know, the conservator, the dad, Jamie Spears, has tapped her phones so he can read all the text messages. They've mirrored the phones, so all the text messages going back and forth. There's no privacy in the home. If she has any guests, they have listening devices all over the place, including the bedroom. And he was present at times when Jamie Spears, the dad, would confront Britney, saying, why did you send this text to this person? And it was just overly invasive, and that those revelations really got things going. And now, as part of Jamie's lawsuit to recoup funds, Vlasov is saying he's been harassed by the family. He was treated poorly by Jamie Spears, and now they're they want to subpoena him for a deposition in his motion to recoup funds, and so he was seeking to have that subpoena quashed. He didn't have to show up for the deposition. And I believe that that request was granted. And the judge says, look, the testimony of him, this is just to harass him. This is far beyond the pale of what you're seeking.
Right, it's not relevant.
Yeah, it's not relevant for what you're seeking. And so that was the latest.
Well, what that usually says is here's kind of a little bit of a standard. Is it reasonably calculated to lead to admissible evidence?
Yeah.
If it isn't, then the judge is going to say no. All right.
Right, but there could be a connection, because what is Jamie saying? Is he saying that he owes a security company, and so thus that testimony from the security guard would be relevant?
Well, he might be arguing that, but the judge has already said that they don't have to quash the subpoena.
Okay.
The judge has already set it aside, but the security guard now is asking for a $10,000 sanction for Jamie Spears and his lawyers for even issuing it and having to go through the whole legal process. And so arguably, here you got Jamie Spears, who's seeking money to recoup the legal fees that he spent in the conservatorship, and he's doing things that could arguably be really jacking up the cost of his legal fees. So,
You know, it's one thing. What do you know, Todd? Who's making the money?
The attorneys.
That's right. So, Denise, you want to talk about this. Okay, so up in Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho area, there's four individuals, those of you know, three young gals and a young man who were killed, stabbed to death, right? Up in Idaho, in a place that's just, you know, that doesn't happen in that part of Idaho. And they have arrested an individual that was up at Washington State, which is in Pullman, Washington, which is not very far.
It's 8 miles.
Yeah, not very far. And he apparently is being arrested and being charged with the murders of these four individuals. So from there, Denise, take it.
So he was discovered in Pennsylvania. That's where his family was located. And he was arrested in Pennsylvania. And because he was arrested in Pennsylvania, he was immediately put on suicide watch because he was on a no-bail arrest warrant. And then he waived extradition because you have to do the formality. He's in Pennsylvania, arrested in Pennsylvania, but he's wanted in Idaho. So Idaho has to make the extradition request to Pennsylvania. And he waived any rights he had in Pennsylvania to try to argue against that request. So then what I found to be so interesting is that before he even left Pennsylvania, his public defender in Idaho had already started filing motions in Idaho. And these motions were so unusual that I literally needed to have the expert, Todd Koonin, to tell me what the heck does this mean, because I'd never heard of it. It was a motion, where did I write that down? It was a motion to preserve the defendant's Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment rights and to allow no interrogation of him. And that was done in advance of you even leaving Pennsylvania. Todd, what does that mean?
Well, to the no interrogation, essentially what the attorney is doing is saying, on behalf of my client, I'm invoking the Fifth Amendment right to remain silent. So don't interrogate him, don't talk to him, don't question him during this move. And anything that you do, if he makes any statements, they can't be used against him. And that is a pretty standard motion as far as the statements are concerned. What was unique here, and this case presents a situation that doesn't arise often, is the motions under the Fourth Amendment to essentially preserve the crime scene. Let's go back to 94 with O.J. Simpson, right? O.J. Simpson, they had the crime scene. By the time O.J. was arrested, that crime scene had already been cleaned, hosed down. I mean, they cleaned it the next day. And that often happens. By the time a suspect in a murder case is finally arrested, the crime scene evidence has already been, the scene's already been cleaned up by techs and stuff like that. But in this case, because they were investigating for so long, that crime scene was left intact from the 13th of November, when the crimes happened, up until the filing of this motion. And because the attorney knew that, they filed a motion to preserve the crime scene so that defense forensic experts can go in and review the crime scene to see if there's any exculpatory information.
But it's a month old. There's still stuff that's probably been gone or or, you know, not preserved. It's cold weather up there. Who knows?
Somewhat, but most of the evidence would still be there, like how the bedrooms were and how the, you know, how the blood splattered and how the, I mean, think about it.
Fibers, anything that's there.
DNA.
And the idea here is...
People are walking in and out of there, right?
Well, the idea here is, Fred, you're right. The idea here is, well, look, yeah, there might be that. But if they go in before the defense has had any chance to search for anything, to send their forensics folks in, if the state goes in and cleans it up, then there's nothing. The potential is nothing. Now, there's an important case, Brady versus Maryland. And in Brady versus Maryland, U.S. Supreme Court says that the state has to preserve and turn over any exculpatory information. And it falls under the Fourth Amendment. Exculpatory means any evidence that might tend to show somebody was not guilty of what they're charged with. And so under the Fourth Amendment and Brady, defense is seeking that this crime scene not be touched until the defense can get their experts in to review it in the off chance there's something in there that would exonerate the accused. And so you're right. You don't see these motions filed very often because most of the time, by the time the dude's arrested, there's no crime scene to preserve. It's already been cleaned.
So what Fifth Amendment rights are they trying to preserve?
Well, the Fifth Amendment right was the right not to interrogate. It's his right to remain silent to keep the Mr. Krobrich from being interrogated while he's being transported from Pennsylvania to Washington, and even after he gets to Idaho.
Right.
No questioning without an attorney present.
And what was the Sixth Amendment right that they were trying to protect?
The Sixth Amendment right is the because he has counsel appointed, right? It's the right to have the attorney effective representation, and because counsel has now been appointed, the Sixth Amendment right also protects against the interrogation without counsel present. So,
thank you for that explanation. I heard that, and I could not, I didn't understand it, and now I feel like I do.
Yeah, the interesting.
Great.
Yeah, that's Todd. Awesome. We're going to talk when we come back about Alex Jones' lawyer's disciplinary court issues going on, but I want to bring this up briefly before we go to the break. I'm going to tell you, I know of a situation that was very similar to this, where Alex Jones's lawyer was disciplined, and this is not unusual that lawyers accidentally send stuff out or make mistakes and release stuff they shouldn't be releasing. I've seen it happen before in the past, and I'm a little shocked that this guy's disciplined by the judge in this case, and it's going to go up on appeal, but we're going to talk about the details when we come back. And then Aaron Hernandez, court filing of the trustee of with his former girlfriend. Very interesting as to the spending of the money of Aaron Hernandez that he left for his daughter. So we'll be back, and we'll talk about that. And then we're going to do a quick takes, and then we're done. We're done. We'll see you a bit.
What a show. A lot of stuff coming up yet. Don't go away. This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those...
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
That is Armadillo. Stop whining.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
At radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
Just hot off the press. Here at Radio Law Talk. 13-3 decision. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans held that the Bureau of Alcohol, the ATF, who acted under public pressure to stop or strike down and ban bump stocks, now has been overturned. So bump stocks, just so you know, those of you who don't know, you can have a gun, any type of a, like a semi-automatic gun, and as the bump stock, it actually bumps into your shoulder, and as it bumps into your shoulder, it pushes back somehow. I don't know. I'm not a bump stock expert, but I've seen people use it
like
before.
It cocks the gun and makes it into like an automatic
yeah,
rifle.
Yeah, it does. Makes it, well, not automatic, but I'm going to say between close. A semi-automatic and automatic.
Yeah.
So kind of in between, it makes it faster than a semi-automatic and not as fast as a automatic. But
picture a spring-loaded
right.
something on
your
shoulder that pops back out into your hand. And the problem with bump stocks is accuracy. It's hard to shoot.
Exactly. I've watched people to do it, and I'm telling you, it's not only not accurate, it's difficult to do. I was like, how do you do that? I mean, this is back when they were legal years ago. I saw some people use it, and actually it was in Nevada too. And it was just like, that just does not look comfortable. It's definitely not accurate, and I don't know how people use that. But anyway,
Legal again, right?
Back on legal again. I mean, according to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, I'm sure it's going to go to the United States Supreme Court.
Fred, I have a prediction for you, if I may. From the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada, next product that will make Fred Penny be able to upgrade his flying accommodations is a self-guided, self-pushing baby carriage. What could go wrong?
Really?
Yeah. Just came out with one.
Wow.
I'm fascinated. It's a Canadian company.
And by the way, people, you know who's the one that opposed this and banned it was Trump, which is, you know, conservative Trump. People thought, oh, my gosh, he's the one that...
you mean the bump stocks?
Yeah.
His administration.
Under his administration, yeah. He's the one that did it. But anyway, there you go. It is now... back legal again for more bump stocks, and I just wonder all these constant lawsuits back and forth about, you know, who. I always tell people this, and I'm going to say it here. The most important people always like, oh, it's who I vote for president. Nope, it's who I vote for my Congress. You know who's the most important people you vote for?
Your judges. Your judges. I was going to say the attorney you pick.
No, people don't realize. They just, you know, everybody, when you vote, you just hit, who knows, just judges. Those are the most important people because the judiciary has the final say if something's legal or illegal.
Right, and they're appointed by the governor, by the president, and by the Senate. So the top guys matter, but usually because of whom they appoint, they affect far more policy than that four-year politician.
Yeah, right. Or they're elected, depending on the state.
Yeah, some are elected. That's exactly. In California, a lot of them are elected. So it just depends. You're right. Some are appointed, you're right, for life, and federal, they're appointed for life. But it is interesting. People are like, oh, it doesn't matter what judge is in. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Boy, I'll tell you, it does.
I'll tell you. Okay, now here's what's happening to Alex Jones' lawyer. He got disciplined by the courts in, was it Pennsylvania?
Connecticut. Yeah.
In Connecticut for releasing confidential information. So what happens is in a court system, and this was the Sandy Hook stuff, right?
Yes.
Lawsuits, that the judge puts gag orders on stuff you can't send out, you can't do anything, and there are times that lawyers accidentally send it out. Apparently he sent out some sensitive stuff that was not supposed to be sent out, and the judge didn't take away his bar, but suspended his bar temporarily for 6 months, and he's appealing it, the attorney, because he released some stuff that was not supposed to be released that was under the gag order. Now, let me tell you something. Having practiced 31 years, to my knowledge, we have never done it. But I have seen lawyers release stuff that they're not supposed to release accidentally. And it's especially, you know, and I'm not jumping on his sides, and I'm not pro Alex Jones, who, my opinion was, you know, crazy with stuff he'd bring up. But the discipline his lawyer for releasing that, because the lawyer argued it was a mistake. And Todd's going to bring up why he thinks, and I agree with him, it really was a mistake. But this does happen, especially when you have staff and lawyers and tens of thousands of pages of documents, that sometimes things happen. And it happened, it came to me, this was a long time ago, that the attorneys sent stuff out. And it was like, oh, my gosh, it was just damning to their side. And it was stuff that was attorney-client privilege. And sure enough, we let the court, hey, look, these guys released this. So the court's like, stop the press, send it back, you know, assume it never happened. And that's what they usually do, you know. But
you actually have an affirmative duty now in the state of California to advise the other attorney that they've released this privileged information and return it to them.
That's exactly right.
And not keep copies.
Yeah, and the courts does, and the courts, you know, right. And actually, that all worked out fine. It didn't hurt. But Todd, what happened here is they didn't just release the stuff that was, you know, sensitive to the shooting victims. But they also released what?
They also released some text messages between Alex Jones and his lawyers. And that came up during the cross-examination of Alex Jones when he was on the stand. And it was a real gotcha moment in the trial. And so clearly I think that the lawyer would not have intended to turn over what was otherwise confidential attorney-client privileged communication. So the fact that that happened to me, supports the argument by the attorney that this was done inadvertently. We didn't intend to send this over because we also included stuff that was very damaging to our side. So
we'll
see how that goes on appeal. The interesting thing on this is that the same lawyer that has been suspended is also representing what's the group, the Proud Boys, in an upcoming lawsuit, and he's had to inform the court in that jurisdiction, I still want to make appearances. I've got this other thing going where it's been suspended, but I'm appealing that. So he's between a rock and a hard place right now as far as his representation is concerned.
Here's his problem, though.
What's that?
At trial, when that information came out in the sense of emails, and it shocked everybody in the courtroom, why didn't he object and have it be stricken and ask maybe for a mistrial?
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying I think maybe the suspension has to do with that as well.
Maybe.
It could. You know, sometimes when what the heck just happened type of stuff happens, you have a brain freeze, and maybe he wasn't quick enough to say, "Whoa, wait, what?" You know, it is what it is. But
yeah.
Can't imagine he intentionally disclosed that, though.
So let's talk about Hernandez. Can we? Do we have time?
Yes, we do. He's a patriot.
Real quickly.
Go ahead, tell me his background. He's a patriot?
Yes, he's a patriot. And remember, he was accused of killing many people, several different people. He appealed his conviction.
Because he was convicted.
Yes, he was convicted on one and acquitted on another. And he appealed his conviction. And when it was up on appeal, he committed suicide.
Why?
And the reason is in the state where he was convicted, when you appeal a criminal conviction, that conviction goes away. It's absolutely incredible. But that's what happened. And so he killed himself to protect his daughter. And the mother of his daughter, who was his former fiancée.
Protect his daughter because he gets his pension.
Yeah, because he gets money.
Because if he had a felony on his record, he couldn't get his pension.
That's right.
So that's why
And so what's happened is that the mother of the child is asking for, she's already spent $830,000 last year, and she's asking for $10,000 for the 10-year-old daughter's dance lessons, and she's asking for $39,000, almost $40,000 for home goods, and $25,000 for online shopping, and all of these suspicious expenses. That's what we're going to see what's happening.
Out what's
and that's
going on.
Right. The trustee is going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. Quick takes, really quick. Me, remember Alex Jones' lawyer released some sensitive information that is unusual, but it has happened in the past.
All right, Todd Kinnon, what's your quick take, sir?
You know, the Romeo and Juliet story that we did reminded me of Pamela Anderson, who in the mid-90s, 1997, was sued because she refused to do a simulated love scene that would have involved nudity, and she won.
Good one. I want to know, to be a successful Bravo housewife, do you have to commit a crime? It may not hurt.
All right, we'll be back next week. Thanks for joining us. We're out. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to us right here on Radio Law Talk, next Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific, and always at RadioLawTalk.com. Have a good week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137.